Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Tony Rice going, yeah, there you go. Tony Rice, Norman Blake, Doc Watson, all in the same cut doing Lost Indian, which is very similar, and we know it also is Cherokee Shuffle. And, yeah, that was amazing. You know, when you listen to this track, and I've listened to it many times now, it gets really cool because you can actually not only tell stylistically the differences between Doc and Tony and Norman Blake, and if you're a bit on the uninitiated side, that's okay. It's still really, really good flat picking, isn't it? It's amazing flat picking. And so, but then eventually you can start to, if you listen very carefully, you can hear the difference in strings, you can hear the difference in guitars, It's really neat. And I don't know, of course, what Tony and Norman are playing, but of course Doc is playing his Gallagher on this, which is pretty much all that he played when he flat picked like that. He played the old Gallagher guitar, which was I believe a mahogany guitar. And I think Doc used lighter gauge strings on the thing too, so he could do all those bends and stuff. Anyway. And Tony played all those Santa Cruz guitars, but of course he also played Martin, and Martin was his signature guitar, and he would hunt up Martin. In fact, he hunted up Martin a couple of years back and said, "You guys need to start making good strings again. You kind of gone downhill on the string end of things. You're still putting out good guitars, but your strings aren't that great." And that's when they developed that nickel alloy string, the Tony Rice string, the signature string of Martin. It's a medium gauge string, and it's a nickel alloy. And for those of you who flat pick, for those of you who play guitars, if you have these guitars that sound kind of washed out, acoustic that is, nickel isn't very good on electric, but on acoustic, if you put those nickel alloy strings on there from Martin, and this is not an ad, Martin isn't sending me $1,000, although they should. Anyway, different strings can make your guitar sound differently. And so if you have a guitar that you just kind of given up on, you don't think it's doing its job, and some of them don't, some of them fade out over time. But if you don't think it's doing its job, if you get the right kind of string, you can rejuvenate your guitar. You just have to experiment a little bit and kind of take a look at what your guitar feels like. It's kind of like matching ties and handkerchiefs with your shirt, you know. So what you do is you say, well, this guitar favors the nickel. I have a guitar that doesn't like the nickel alloy strings, but I have two or three that really do. So it's pretty important you do. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, rambling my way through talk here. Yes, indeed. And if you're going to use those nickel strings, you need to use at least a 73 thickness pick on them, if not an 88, and pick them bluegrass style. Anyway, this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for May the 20th. Yes, indeed. Lots of cool stuff going on. Don't you be forgetting now. The 35th Inland Folk Anniversary Concert with Belinda Bowler, Heidi Muller, William Pint, Fleecy Dale, and myself and Brian Bowers, all on the same stage. And that's happening in the Tri-Cities. It's kind of a donation deal. And so you go online to nwpr.org, and they'll tell you how to donate. It's a way that you donate, and then it becomes a pledge. And that's how you get your ticket. So basically, the ticket to the Inland Folk 35th Anniversary Concert is a premium. So be sure and check that out. In the Tri-Cities, it's happening on June the 22nd with all those folks. It's going to be pretty amazing. It's going to be real amazing, provided we all get along, which I think we will, okay? So it's going to be a hoot there in the Tri-Cities. So check it out, okay, on the NWPR website, okay? All righty. Well, we heard old Doc with Tony and Norman. How about we hear Doc with the Groove Boys? This is from the album called Groovegrass. It's a really cool album. This is bluegrass with all kinds of modern stuff hooked into it. Old Doc Watson introducing it, goes like this.
Here's
coming at you.
Another kind of blues that I used to hear Alton and Raven Delmore do. A thing called Big River Blues, or sometimes called Deep River Blues.
I'm walking to the well after midnight. Walk on, brother. Well after midnight. You know the road gets kind of heavy sometimes.
Let it rain.
Another kind of blues.
above the shoes. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Now, just like a grasshopper sitting on a fence, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
She got a hold on me. So tall and freaky, hair all across her back. I'm so excited, wild lions couldn't hold me back.
Bluegrass and country meet electronica there. Oh my goodness me, the Groove Boys from the album Groove 101. I wonder if they have another album out. I've had this album now for 7 or 8 years, and they brought in Doc Watson and Mack Weisman and Minnie Pearl and Bootsy Collins and a bunch of folks and sampled them all and did all kinds of interesting things with their voices electronically. I'll bet those guys aren't even in the studio with them. And then they just put this whole thing together electronically. And so you have a lot of the kinds of things that you used to see at raves and things like that when you're listening to, what do they call that, kind of ambient music or garage music or something. And they have all this stuff in there, and there's a lot of wiki and scratching in some of these songs, and it's really pretty cool. The Groove Boys, Groove 101, we heard Salty Dog with Mack Weisman. We heard the Wabash Cannonball with Doc Watson and Minnie Pearl and Bootsy Collins. Bernie Ladon on the banjo. He used to be with the Eagles and the Dirt Band. And then we also heard Deep River Blues, Let It Rain, the Deep River Blues in there from Groove 101, the Groove Boys. And it's a pretty cool album. It's fun to have at parties. It's fun just to have on in your house when you're not feeling good. And crank it up to the point of where your subwoofers rattle. Yes, indeed. And we also heard Jerusalem Ridge with the Tony Rice Unit with Ricky Simpkins and Ronnie Simpkins and Johnny Gaudreau and Wyatt Rice and Tony Rice doing kind of a jazz version of Jerusalem Ridge. And those fiddle licks from Ricky Simpkins, my goodness me, those are amazing. And so that is an awesome thing from this Bluegrass Guitar album, which is kind of the best of Tony Rice's Bluegrass Guitar work. And it comes from all kinds of different albums. Here's one called Medley. This guy did The Fiddler, a Dram, and Whiskey Before Breakfast, Tony Rice and Company. Here we go.
but the rainstorm started and the water did rise. Wildcat winds and 10-foot rollers slowly past my soul. It was a hell of a ride. Eyes popped open, I was laying on the levee. Lord, I ain't got to heaven, but I feel all right. Small, not jumping, I'm rolling up something. Gonna throw a little high, what a party tonight. With a sly ride, Bill, five string floating in the Tennessee sun. Always sounds a little muddy when we're picking downhill. She runs wild, fast and free, born in the mountains up in Kentucky. They're heading for the falls of the Ohio, asking me, darling, don't you want to go? Oh, Cumberland River, flowing through the heart of a guitar town. Oh, Cumberland River, can't you hear me singing your song? Can't you hear me singing your song? I smell the fish fry, bell foot dancing when we dip into the water. I'll be loving this river till the day I die. Life's a dance, one made to last. There's nothing we can build to ever hold it back. She can't be held by the hands of man. The Cumberland River is gonna rise again. Oh, Cumberland River, flowing through the heart of a guitar town. Oh, Cumberland River, can't you hear me singing your song? Can't you hear me singing your song?
A walking war. They called him the chief because he was Indian, was the name they said behind his back. In the summer he'd march with that in his shoes till the soles of his feet turned black. Till the soles of his feet turned black. His hands wouldn't work the machinery because his brain told him what to say. It was a hell of a laugh, but it was somebody's wrath up and down the street all day. Through the paces, running like a dog on a track. The wheels keep it going as fast as you get there. You don't ever get to go back. I don't really know what I'm doing. Just watching myself at some play. And the actress looks like she wants to go home and lie in a bed all day. Yeah, lie in a big bed all day. Her hands won't work the machinery, cause her brain tells them what to say. Hell of a lap in somebody's lap, up and down the street all day. Yeah. But I wish that you could see me when
street. I don't know what I'm doing that for. I don't know what I'm doing that for. I don't know what I'm doing that for.
Patty Griffin, Chief. Yes, indeed. This is a really good album. Really, really good album. All of, and Patty Griffin's albums, they're interesting because they're sometimes thematic. She has an album out of kind of old swing tunes, and she has an album of gospel tunes. And she has about probably 13 albums out, something like that, Patty Griffin. Before that, the Old Crow Medicine Show from their album Remedy, which came out in 2014, and we heard The Cumberland Journey. This is the culmination. This is what the Old Crow Medicine Show should be. There have been some albums where they're just way too old-timey, and they're kind of like a bunch of young kids playing old-timey, and it doesn't always work. And then there's some albums where there was never fullness or richness to the whole thing, even on the wagon wheel thing and all that. This album, they've filled things out, and they've got good harmonies, and they have good everything. The Old Crow Medicine Show, Remedy, it's really something. And you should pick it up. Of course, their latest album is a recreation of Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde album. And they did a good job. They really make Dylan come alive again in all those lyrics. Yes, they do. Here's Robinella and the CC String Band.
Stars as they turn to gray, I know soon it will turn to day, and I don't want to say goodbye. Mm-hmm.
talk. Close my eyes, make the pies all day. Plastic cap on my hair. I used to mind, now I don't care. I used to mind, now I don't care, 'cause I'm great. Did I show you this picture of my nephew taking a my sister's house last Sunday? This is Monday and I'm making pies. I'm making pies, making pies. Thursday nights I go and type down the church. Could cry or die or just make pies all day. I'm making pies, making pies. I'm making pies, making
or did the wind just blow him down? Well, I guess it doesn't matter, 'cause he was already drowned. Man over, lost forever. Man over, think he's died. No need to throw the life preserver. Already drowned himself inside.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. The Robinella String Band. Robinella and the CC String Band. Tennessee Saturday Night and Overman. And we also heard Morning Dove, or she does a little Morning Dove imitation. Patty Griffin from her album A Thousand Kisses. And we heard Chief, and then we also heard Making Pies. Boy, what a great song. What an awesome songwriter Patty Griffin is. Oh, my goodness me. Wen Jiangxin is the assistant producer of this particular show, and the show before that, and the show after that. And so there you go. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Don't you be forgetting, Jam with Dan on the NWPT website, the Northwest Public Television website. They're all up there, and then you can also find some sidelight stuff, some outtake stuff from Jam with Dan. All righty, Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Watch you behave.